You got it tuned to 90.3 FM KEXP and streaming online all over the world at kexp.org. Morgan here with you on the morning show today. And I am down in the live room joined by Sorority Noise. Their latest album, You're Not As Blank As You Think, came out earlier this year. Definitely one of our favorite albums of 2017. Take it away, guys.
Far, I'm a marathon runner, and both of my to impress every one of my mouth-breathing friends. This is the bar I'm empty. This is the bar I'm empty. This is the bar I explode and destroy everything on this God-given earth.
Sorority Noise live on KEXP. That was A Better Sun, and the song before that we've played a bunch here, especially on the morning show, No Halo, from the album You're Not As Blank As You Think. And man, I cannot wait for all of you out there to see the video of this when it comes out, because Adam over here was doing some amazing hair flipping. that was super rocking.
Vital to the audio component.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for getting up so early, especially after you played a show last night.
Of course. Thanks for having us anytime, really.
Yeah. How was the show at Numo's last night?
It was awesome. Yeah. It was a really good time. That area is really great. We never played there before. Everyone was super nice. And yeah, I had a great time. Anyone else? We had a great time.
It was definitely one of the cooler shows we played in Seattle.
Yeah. Numo's is a great venue. And you're on tour with Great Grandpa, yeah? Out of Seattle. Yeah. He's got a Great Grandpa shirt on over here.
He's actually playing drums for them for this tour.
Oh, sweet.
So he's playing two times a night.
Okay.
And he hasn't gotten too sick yet. So.
Wow. Good luck. Pace yourself.
Only 5 shows left, so.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just going to drag him on stage for the last 3.
He's just going to be a sweaty mess. So the new album, You're Not As Blank As You Think, we are loving this. It came out last March. It's a deeply personal album to you, Cameron. A lot of the songs deal with a loss of your friend. How was it writing this album and putting it all together? And was it a cathartic thing that you were doing? And were you thinking about somebody listening to it and relating to it?
I think that I very rarely, when I'm writing, think about what other people may take away from it, because I think that I write music in a selfish way, where in the moment, the song is kind of just for me, and it's therapy. It's kind of just like getting it out there. So a lot of times I'll write something and not see or remember the part where people are going to hear this, and I'm going to have to do it multiple times. So it's cathartic in a way, but it always is hard sometimes to play certain songs. And but we try and do what we can and try and maintain. But I think it is more positive than other stuff we've done, despite the difficulties that it expresses. I think that in altogether and in the process of touring on this record, I've learned more about myself, and feel like we're doing all right, and that's what you got to be doing, you know?
Yeah. We launched a program here at KXP called Music Heals, and we recently had a mental health day where we were playing people's requests around music that helps them with mental health challenges or with loss or dealing with grief. And I know No Halo is played as a part of that as well. Can you talk about how music is important and how it is helpful in grieving processes and coping, especially with mental health?
I think it's just important if you have something you're passionate about. And I think that that can help you through processes that you find difficult, be it music is for me, and I know the three of us use it as almost a coping mechanism in order to get through basic stuff that, you know, will be taken aback by. And you allow music to, you try and leave it on the stage and just like put, or leave it in your bedroom, wherever you're doing it. It's just kind of like, I've been very grateful to find something that has helped me when I can. And it doesn't always help, but I think that it's important to have something, whether it is art or music or, you know, whatever, shoe collecting, you know, whatever hobby that interests you or makes it easier for you to get up the next morning is important. I don't know if anyone else wants to chime in on that as well, but I feel like that's how I feel.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it. Cool.
He's all good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah. You recently put out a 7-inch this past October called Alone. is that the word that's meant to fill in the blank of the full-length album?
I think for the, if those two songs were to get put into the record, I think that's what I would think to call it. But those two songs got excluded, so I felt like there was more of a broad scope, and being able to put any kind of word you want in there, definitive on your listening experience, I thought we thought was a really cool idea. But I think that alone would describe how I felt, how I think, what the word I think I would choose personally to fill that space with all 12 songs, you know, in order.
Mm-hmm. Are you working on any new music at the moment, or are you just working on the tour right now?
Kind of always, you know. Yeah. You know, it's like we're saying, music is like therapy. So it's like there's never a time where I'm not writing, whether it's delegated to Sorority Noise or just stays on my laptop for 3 years, you know, who knows. But I think that we're always, Adam's working on some solo stuff, Ryan plays in a band called Prawn, and Charlie plays in a band called En Route. And so we're all trying to just stay busy and play music because it's kind of what we love to do.
Mm-hmm. And your tour is wrapping up at the end of this year. What are you going to do in 2018? Take some time off?
I think we're going to go on another tour.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's good.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do a, hopefully do another full U.S. Once that's not as frozen, you know, so maybe March or April, something like that would be really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, good luck on the rest of your
Thank
tour,
you so much.
And we're looking forward to seeing you next time. And the new album, You're Not As Blank As You Think, definitely go pick it up. They played last night at Numo's, heading to Salt Lake City tomorrow, playing the Complex.
So far away.
Yeah. You know? Do you have to drive?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Oh, God.
So we're getting in the car after this.
Right after this.
Hightailing it right to the SLC.
Cool. Well, good luck there. And we'd love to hear a couple more songs.
Of course. Thank you so much. Just this has just been a dream and something we've always wanted to do. Watched millions of videos. So just thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Thank you for coming. Sorority Noise live on KEXP.
Guess my best friend was just trying to help the spirit escape. And if there's a God, do I make him proud? Put a smile on his face. My mother, she gave me a crucifix. Said, pray to Anthony if you lose this. Well, how can I believe in God if he won't believe in me? My anxiety's overwhelming. Tell me, why am I blessed with this curse?
What's cold in my chest? I can't stand down. I need my feet. emotion. Show me what it's like to be enough. I'll teach you what it's like to be at like to know you something, even when you feel better off dead. I let my teeth become an off-white. I leave the fan on when I leave. Tell me what it's like to taste.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorority Noise live on KEXP. You guys, that was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for melting our faces this morning, early on a Monday morning. We appreciate you stopping by.
Of course.
And good luck on the drive to Salt Lake City
today.
Thank
you. We will do our best.
Yeah, I wish you could spend more time here in the building.
I do too.
Do laundry and
stuff.
You
got some really nice laundry machines.
Yeah.
I was eyeing them.
Yeah, good. Next time.
Hell yeah, that would be awesome.
Cool. We'll catch you next time you're in Seattle. Have a great rest rest of the tour.
Great. You too.
Great rest
Have a great
of the
day.
Year. Thank you. Keep it tuned right here to the station where the music matters. 90.3 FM, KEXP, Seattle.
Discover new music at listenerpoweredkexp.org.